We're going to read one verse here in Psalm chapter 118, verse number 24, says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And I'm going to read that one more time. If you'd read it with me out loud, let's just read that verse one more time. Psalm 118, 24. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that you made today. And Lord, we thank you for Sundays, a time we can worship you and spend time with your with fellow brothers and sisters, Lord, and your people in your house. I pray you bless this morning's service. And Lord, we just thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So in Sunday school, we talked about some rules for happiness. And one of the rules was to live each day, take life one day at a time. And this morning's message is make every day a good day, okay? And we can make every day a good day. Now, we don't know what the day is going to bring, but that doesn't mean we can't make it a good day, okay? June 23rd, I think it was, of 2015, I was having a great day. And then I got on a roof and decided to fall and busted myself up. But you know what? It was still a good day, okay? You know how the Lord works? When I got to the hospital that night, the doctor walked in, and I had to have a surgery that night and put my foot back on. And he looked at me and he says, "Man, you got a pretty serious injury here." I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, I'm the best there is at these kind of operations." And you may think, well, that sounds arrogant, but that's the guy I want working on me, okay? I don't want a guy that walks in and says, "Man, you're in pretty bad shape. This is going to be..." No, I want the guy that stands there. So you say, what's the point? The point is, that was a good day. The Lord arranged the best doctor in St. Louis. He works with the St. Louis Cardinals. The best doctor in St. Louis to work on me, okay? Okay? Listen, we don't know what a day is going to bring, but it can still be a good day. And each day is made up of some things. The unknown. We don't know what today is going to bring. And we're going to probably, even on a Sunday, we're probably going to encounter something we had no clue was coming our way today. Unfamiliar. You know, maybe something happens and it's out of our comfort zone. We don't know. This morning I text one of my friends. His name's Trad. And he's assistant pastor in Iowa. And I said, "Hey, I'm praying for you this morning." And he texts back and said, "Right after you text me, I got a call from the pastor and he's sick and I'm going to preach this morning and this evening." You know, that now that's not necessarily unfamiliar, but it was the next thing unexpected. But, you know, the life is full of that every day. The unpredictable. We can try to predict what today, you know. You know how many times people have tried to predict when the Lord is coming back? You know, 88 reasons, right, why he's coming back in 1988. And you know how many people went out and ran up credit cards and borrowed money because they thought the Lord's coming back? And they're probably still paying on those things 40 years later, okay? I know when the Lord's coming back. He's coming back when God says, go. Okay, that's all we know. All right? But we can't predict things, okay? By the way, the weatherman, just follow the weather report and find out how much we can predict things that are accurate, okay? We're going to, guess what? This winter we're probably going to get some snow. Probably between 1 and 40 inches, somewhere through there, okay? You know? And now the other night, some of you asked me, but we did have a tornado go through Little Dwight, Illinois, the population of 5,000 people, and it actually went a mile south of the town. And our neighbors, they don't have a basement, and the mom was home. She has a four-month-old baby, and then little Matthew, he just turned three. So we texted him and said, because we didn't know. We knew there was a tornado in Streeter. Well, that's coming our way, okay? And I went outside to help her carry him, and it was hailing a little bit. There was some good-sized hail coming down. and but that was about it. It got windy, it hailed a little bit, it rained, and that was it. So we couldn't predict whether it was going to hit us or not, but we were ready in case it did. And well, you know, life is a mixture of new frontiers to explore, of problems to solve, temptations to conquer, friends to make. You know, life is, you know, every day is a, it's an unpredictable event, this thing of each day, okay? And you know what? Today, I just want to give some encouraging thoughts on the journey we're going to have, okay? We can make every day a great day. And I just have some thoughts on that this morning. You know, one day, a man was drinking coffee, reading his newspaper, and he wasn't paying any attention to his wife. He was busy reading the newspaper, and so she leaned over and pulled the paper down and looked him in the face and said, "I bet you don't remember what today is." So, fellas, if you've ever been there, you know how I'm feeling, or how he was feeling. Panic, right? Oh, man, what is today? So he's running through his mind. He couldn't figure it out. But his answer was, "Of course I do. Do you think I'd ever forget what today is?" And he had no clue. But that sounded good to say that, all right? So that day, his wife received a dozen red roses. Later in the day, she received a brand new dress. Flowers still later on in the day, a large box of chocolates. That evening when he got home, there was a candlelight dinner made. The table was set. The flowers that she received were on the table. Soft music was playing. His wife was dressed so beautifully in the new dress. They had a romantic evening meal. And afterwards, she walked over to him, gave him a kiss, and said, "Sweetheart, I want to thank you for making this the most wonderful Groundhog Day I've ever had." All right? So, you know, some men are better at remembering special days than others. Some women remember. You know, some kids remember. Today, when teaching Sunday school, I thought the clock was off in there, but it wasn't. I got these new glasses, and I have to learn to look this way, and this way to see things, and I couldn't see the, so I had my phone out so I could watch the time, and I got a text from my daughter that said, "Happy Father's Day, Dad, I love you." Well, praise the Lord, but that's next Sunday. You know, some people are better at remembering special days than others. But, you know, the point is, I just want to share some tips on how we can have more good days than bad days, okay? And listen, I'm not trying to make light. Each day could bring, you know, it could bring a tragic day. The loss of a loved one, a bad diagnosis. But when we put things in perspective of eternity, we can have a good day, okay? And, you know, Job had a bad day. If you read the first chapter of Job, the Bible says there was none greater in the east than Job. God was in his life. And Satan met, you know, by the time they were in heaven and they had, they got the sons of God, and Satan was there, and he was going to and fro in the earth. And God said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" And Satan said, "Well, how can I touch him? You've got a hedge about him." And praise the Lord for that hedge. You know, Satan can only go as far as God allows him to go. And Satan said, "Take the hedge away and see what happens." And God said, "Hey, go ahead. You just can't touch him, but do what you know, I'm paraphrasing here. But do what you have to do." And all of a sudden, Job's sitting at home. You know, he lost his animals. He lost this. He lost that. The last knock. You know, your sons and daughters were eating in your elder son's house, and the a wind came and they're all dead. You know, that's a pretty bad day. But you know what Job did? He fell on his knees and worshiped the Lord and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You know, that's a pretty bad day, but you know what Job decided? He's going to serve the Lord anyway. He's going to keep the Lord first. So my point is, we may have a bad day, but when we put things in perspective, we can turn it around. And you know what Satan wants? He wants us to have days where we no longer serve the Lord. And sometimes we're going to go through things, and it may be just to see where our loyalty is. Job's attitude towards God never changed, and his allegiance toward God never changed, no matter what happened. So the verse we read here, Psalm 118:24, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." We will. No matter what happens, we will rejoice and be glad in it. So number one is, each day is a gift. If you read in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the Bible tells us that God created each day. And God used care in creating each day. "This is the day which the Lord hath made." You know that no matter what happens today, this is the day that God made. And God knew what was going to happen. We may not know. We can't predict it, but he already knows. He knows what's going to happen for the rest of the day. And he created this day. It's a gift to us. And we need to learn to live each day to its fullest for him. Each of us have the same amount of time in a day. 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, and 86,400 seconds. We all have the same amount of time today. What we choose to do with it is up to us. You know, maybe we ought to... Somebody the other day, I was talking to a man in the church, and he was struggling with some things, and he said, "My big thing is I work a lot, and then I have this going on, and I'm neglecting my family." And I said, "You need to get a schedule, okay? And you know your work, that's a big part of your schedule. But on Saturday, this night, this is what we're going to do with my family." And no matter, you understand there may be something that you have to break that schedule, but it doesn't matter. 90% of the time, you don't break that schedule with your family. And you know what I thought? Most of us just go through a day without any thought of how we're going to live. And we ought to have a schedule. You know, I woke up this morning at 4 a.m. I didn't mean to, okay? But I couldn't go back to sleep, so what do? I spend some time with the Lord preparing for the day. I don't always get up that early, but since I was up, I figured why not take advantage of it to get ready for the rest of the day. The only difference between my day and anyone else's day is how I use the time that God gave me in this day. And listen, I'm not saying we can't have fun. I'm not saying we can't do things, you know. But we have to remember that each day is a gift. And by the way, if we have a family member that we're distraught with, someday they're not going to be around. And we might want to use today to maybe reach out. Yeah, I don't know. But all I know is this, I don't have tomorrow. I have today. I can't do anything about yesterday. All I can do is make the most out of this gift that I have of today, this day. And by the way, I love Sundays. I love being in church. I love spending time with God's people. And thank God for Sundays. Because sometimes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you know, thank God Sunday's coming. And a time to reset and spend time with Him. So each day is a gift. And time makes us all equal. It makes us all alike. Time is only different because we use our time in different ways. Okay, the second is we need to guard each day. Okay, this is the day which the Lord hath made. It's present tense. Okay, it means the attention is on the day that He hath made. My attention shouldn't be on tomorrow. My attention shouldn't be on what I'm going to do next year. And I'm not against making plans, but today deserves my attention if I'm going to have a good day. Today, the present tense. God created this day for us. He may have something special for us in today, during today. I believe sometimes, I said this in Sunday school, but we miss the blessings of God in today because we're too worried about the future. And we miss what God's trying to do for us today. We can make today a good day. And we need to guard this day from yesterday. Maybe we made a mistake yesterday. Maybe something, who knows? But I'm not going to ruin today because of what happened yesterday. We have to guard today against what the past. Okay? We must not let today, and this is the word I use, but be crucified between yesterday and tomorrow. We must not lose today because of what happened in the past or what's coming tomorrow. If we want to make today a good day. You know, sometimes we allow the guilt of the past to destroy the present. Or we let the hurt of the past destroy the present. You know, it's like sometimes we go through something and that's where we live. We can't get past that moment in time. And I understand, when somebody loses a loved one or you go through a tragic loss or a heartache or hurt or we suffer, We're there in that moment for a little bit, and everybody else is just going on around us, and sometimes it gets lonely. But we have to learn to guard against letting that hurt ruin what God has for us today. And I'm not trying to sound cruel, but I'm here, we're here. God, I said this earlier, somebody said something to me, and I said, that means God's not done with us yet. God's not done with us yet. If He was done with us, He'd take us home. And sometimes we miss what God has for us today because we're not guarded against the past or the future. And by the way, this, if you flip the coin around, we have to guard against the glory of the past. And what does that mean? Listen, if we used to do something for the Lord and it was a success, it doesn't matter how old we are, it's not time to stop serving Him today. You know, if our constant story is, well, I used to do this and I used to do that, and God bless, well, what are you doing today for the Lord? Praise the Lord for the glory of the past, But what are you doing today? You know, I was an all-star football player in the state of Ohio, but today I can't even run, okay? So what do? Well, I coach. You know what I'm saying? I found something to do today. You know, you understand what I'm saying? If I used to drive a bus, or I used to teach a Sunday school class, or I used to go soul winning, great, but what are we doing today? You know, my pastor is going to retire next year. It'll be 41 and a half years he pastored at the church in Dwight, Illinois. You know, and praise the Lord for all the souls that have been saved and everything he's done. But what are you going to do for him? And he and I have had this conversation. You know, there's things you can do still for the Lord. This isn't the end. So let's guard against the glory of the past. And by the way, that can go for a whole church. You know, let's keep doing things for the Lord. If you did a work for Jesus yesterday, that's fantastic. But today is here. Let's keep going. Let's keep doing something today for the Lord. Okay? We need to guard this day from yesterday, and then we need to guard this day from tomorrow. What are you living this day for? If I was to ask that question, what are you living today for? You know what the Bible says about tomorrow? In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, the Bible says, take no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus told us not to worry about tomorrow. Okay? Because God knows our needs, and he's going to take care of us today. Let's not worry about tomorrow. You know, we have enough difficulty throughout every day to not worry about tomorrow. What do we do to today when we add tomorrow's worries? We compound today. And we lose the opportunity we have to enjoy the day that the Lord hath made. And again, don't get me wrong, I'm not against planning for the future. I'm not against any of that stuff. But we got to focus on today to have a good day. What the rich young ruler, the rich man say? Tomorrow I'm going to build a barn, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I'm, if you read those verses, he talks about himself a bunch of times in there. And you know what Jesus said? Thou fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. I'm not against planning, but let's not plan so much that we miss out on the day which the Lord hath made. Today. Deuteronomy 33:25 says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know, some days are bright, others are bleak. Some are calm, some are confused. Some days are delightful, some are dreadful. Some days are miserable, some are majestic. Some days are tragic, some are triumphant. But can I tell you this? God does not ignore the difficulties of life. God promises something better than a lighter load for our pilgrimage. Okay? We don't ask for a lighter load, but a stronger back. Okay? If we ask for a lighter load, we may be unloading God's will for our life. No, let's ask for a stronger back so we can handle what comes our way. And God, you know, faith does not offer immunity to hardship. There's no ivory tower for the believer. Some victories in life can only be won through sacrifice. But if we focus on the negatives, we're going to miss out on the blessings of today that God has for us. God's word is an encouragement for our journey through life. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. If a difficulty comes, instead of letting it ruin our day, let's use it to strengthen us for what God has for us in the future. You know, my daughter went through some hard times recently, one of my daughters. And I told her, life's not fair, you know? And she lost some things. And here, 6 months later, she was able to help somebody else who was going through some hard things. So instead of letting it ruin, she let it strengthen her, and now she's able to share that with other people. Okay? And that's how we make today a good day, by allowing the Lord to strengthen us through whatever we're going through. So we got to guard against the past. We got to guard against the future. Okay? You know, I read about a man who bought an expensive poodle. Okay? And they had to spend money to keep taking care of it. The only issue was his family wasn't getting the food they needed. Okay? So basically, while they were, you know, planning for this dog and the future of the dog, today they were starving, the people, because he didn't plan well. Okay? We got to be careful. God doesn't make those kind of mistakes, though. His supply line is always full and always right on time. In World War II, an American general in combat received food rations when he desperately needed ammunition. The supply came. They thought it was ammunition. They opened it up, and it was food rations. They needed ammunition. You know, God doesn't promise us bread and give us stones. No, when he brings his supply, it's always exactly what we need. So if we worry about tomorrow, we pull clouds over the sunshine of today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Next, we must seek God's guidance because each day has eternity in it. Yesterday is history. We cannot go back. Tomorrow is the future. We are not there yet. Today is what we have. And eternity is in it. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Psalm 90 and verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Both of those verses are telling us, you know, to walk in the moment, to number our days. Don't miss out on the blessings of today. Why? Because back to our text, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And then it says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I don't read there where it says, only if this day everything good happens. No, we're to rejoice and be glad in today no matter what comes our way. Look well unto this day, for it is life, the very life of life. And by the way, it's brief. Today's going to be over like that. I think I was last here at the end of March, maybe. Okay? And it seems like it wasn't that long ago. And so what are we now? We're in June. Was that like 6 months ago almost? Is that right? April, May. No, 3 months ago. I'm sorry. my math. See, that's a problem I had to solve today. Okay, math. All right? 3 months. But, all those, where did all those days go? Okay? We need to be careful to look well and treat each day as it is. It's a gift. Okay? Budget your time and plan your day. And don't forget to have the Lord in there. Yeah, we need to be flexible. We need to live by faith. Okay? But we need to be careful with our day. And look, I'm not against playing video games, okay? But, it's a little bit carried away sometimes today, okay? Even amongst adults. When I was a youth director, we had video game nights every now and then where we'd stay up all night long and play video games, okay? But that shouldn't be the norm, all right? And I would have fun beating those kids at some of those games. I'm a trash talker, so, But I'm not against that stuff, but budget our time. Budget our time. Someday we're going to look back and realize, like me, I'm in the stage of life now where all my kids are out of school, one's married, two more are going to be married next year, and I sit and reflect and think, I wish I had done more. I wish I had learned this principle when they were growing up, to not miss out on today. Okay? Don't miss out on today. And then lastly, time is passing and we must make wise decisions. Okay? God does not promise that everything is going to be fun and games all the time. I tell people this all the time. If living the Christian life was easy, everybody would do it. God never promised us easy days, but he did promise to give us the strength we needed to get through whatever comes our way. Happiness is not based on the world, it's based on what happens. But with us, it shouldn't be like that. Our happiness is in the Lord no matter what comes our way. We may not, feel happy all the time, but we can rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord has given us. But it starts with us. And here's the whole key. In August of 1997, I don't know the exact date, it was a Thursday. I probably could, now with all the phones and stuff, I could go back and figure out the exact day. But in August, early August of 1997, on that day, Thursday, probably early in the month, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. And you know what? If you can't think of a day when you ask the Lord to save you, then don't waste today. Here in just a minute, we're going to have an invitation. If you're not sure that you're saved, all you have to do is come down and we'll take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure you have a home in heaven. And today will be the greatest day of your life. When I love my wife. I'm thankful for our wedding day. But I wouldn't be the husband I am if it wasn't for that day in August when I asked the Lord to save me. Okay? What do we do? What did I do? I turned, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. And that was the greatest day of my life. And I've had to learn along the way to appreciate each day. Okay? Maybe God's been working on your heart about salvation. I knocked on a door one night, and I was preaching in the prison, and a guy asked me to go visit his family, and I did. And when I got there, his mom told me she was saved. And she said, "We're praying for that one over there." And his 20-year-old daughter, I went over to her and I said, "Can I show you some verses from the Bible?" She said, "Yes." I showed them to her and I said, "Now, would you like to get saved?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, can I ask you why?" And she said, "Yeah, because my dad got saved And when he got right with the Lord, he turned himself in. And now he's in jail. And I'm not, ever since he got saved, he's been attacked by the devil. And I said, well, before he was saved, he was on the devil's side. Now he does have an enemy. And she goes, I don't want that enemy. And I said, so you'd rather live, let's say, another 50 years and die and spend eternity in hell than ask the Lord to save you because you might have an enemy to fight? And she said, yes. So I said, can I pray for you? And she said, yeah. So I started to pray and I said, Lord, please don't give this girl any rest. And she stopped me. No, don't you mess with my sleep. So every day for the last 30 years, I've been praying. Well, 97, so I probably met her in 98. So what is that, 28 years? I've been praying. I don't know if she ever got saved or not, but I've been praying every day, Lord, please don't let her sleep. Holy Spirit, convict her so she might get saved. But listen, don't let any, that's a silly reason to not let today be the day that you get saved. So if you're here today and you're struggling with that, we can help you. And then today, hey, listen, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So let's keep that on the front of our minds. Today is a gift, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what comes my way. If Job can fall on his knees and worship the Lord after everything he lost, I think we can get through whatever comes our way today. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. He never raised his fist and said, Lord, why did you do this to me? No, he bowed his head and worshiped. You know what Job did? He took one of the worst days and made it good because his eyes were on the Lord.